For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. It's time again for our weekly check-in with representatives from agencies repairing damage left behind by the campfire. Joining us, Paradise spokeswoman Colette Curtis, Butte County spokeswoman Casey Hatcher, Cal OES spokesman Justin Jacobs, and Paradise Irrigation District spokeswoman Mickey Rich. Colette, let's start with the town. For someone outside, repopulation is slow going, but I understand the number of people returning is actually ahead of expectations.
As of today, I'm really excited to report that we have received 500 building permit applications. We've actually received 501. We had previously announced that we thought we'd get there by the end of the year, and we're a little bit early on that. And so far, we have issued 13 certificates of occupancy, so 13 homes are completely rebuilt, and those families are back. While that seems like a relatively small number, we actually have a lot that are in queue, lined up, ready to be finaled very soon. This coming year is going to be really big for rebuilding. I also wanted to mention that recently, one of our town council members, Michael Zuccolillo, joined Charles Brooks from Rebuild Paradise Foundation on a trip to Washington, D.C. And so while they were there, they met with a lot of lawmakers and some really important agencies, and they talked about getting the highest funding request for our current grants for infrastructure, including roads, sewer, emergency sirens, also advocating for tree removal, and really just sharing the voice of our rural community and making sure that our unique needs are understood with our federal lawmakers.
Turning to Butte County's Casey Hatcher, I understand you're also seeing some good signs.
We've finaled 10 homes, 10 families living back in their homes, and we know that that number will continue to increase. Nearly 200 are in process of some kind, either plan check or they've been issued and folks are building. We are also encouraging people who are going to submit building permit applications to do so. We know there's a code change coming at the end of the year, and anyone that submits before December 31st will be under the current code. And we also still have the rebuild incentive grants for anyone that submits building permits to the county, and I believe they have that same program in the town. And that helps to reimburse some of the costs associated with the permitting fees. Additionally, the county is about wrapping up tree removal in the Butte Creek Canyon area. Just under 600 trees have been removed so far. Ultimately, almost 7,000 trees were identified and marked for removal in the county's right-of-way. And so there are several other zones within the burn area that need to have tree removal. And so those will be happening in the coming year. Let's talk a minute about tree removal on private property. And this is really an opportunity to get a lot of the hazard burned trees that are a threat to our community out with little cost to residents. This program that the government is standing up is at no out-of-pocket cost. It just means that if you have insurance for tree removal, you owe those proceeds back so we don't duplicate the taxpayer dollars. We've been doing some community meetings and some outreach. We actually just completed a Facebook Live event last night. You can find that on the town's Facebook page and on the county's Facebook page. We answer some questions. The county sent letters to all of the eligible property owners late last week. Folks have until December 20th to enroll. We encourage you to check buttecountyrecovers.org or makeitparadise.org to see the upcoming community meetings or go on Facebook and watch that Facebook Live event.
Looking forward, what's the future plans for the Tuscan Ridge Golf Course, which some people call the Man Camp?
Well, we'd like to single-handedly change the name of that because I don't think that Man Camp is an appropriate term for that, but we call it a base camp. The county's ordinance allows that area to operate as temporary housing in support of recovery efforts through December 31st of 2020. The state is still determining whether or not they might ultimately use that site or try to use that site if it's needed for any crews related to the tree removal.
And if the state decides not to use it, all that infrastructure be taken out and it'll be turned back into a golf course.
It's our understanding that those units are actually leased by the contractor and are ultimately owed back to wherever they're leased to. I don't know that there are plans to turn that back to a golf course, but certainly the property owner would need to go through the entitlement process if they wanted to do anything differently there related to housing or other types of development.
Turning to Mickey Rich with PID, I understand you've lifted 744 do not drink advisories, at least at water meters, and that you remain on track to lifting the rest of the ones placed on surviving homes by the end of March. But just because it's safe to drink at the meter doesn't guarantee that what's coming out of a faucet or hose bib is safe, right?
What this means is PID has done the rigorous testing to ensure we're delivering water to these addresses that meet all California drinking water standards. It's up to the property owner or those using the water at the property to test the water within their own plumbing system if they choose to do so. The state has issued guidelines on this home testing, and we've placed a link to those guidelines at PIDwater.com/WQ advisory. For the 3% of customers in standing homes where the water tested in the service line doesn't meet standards, we're replacing that service line with a brand new uncontaminated line. And because our testing and service line where homes or businesses were lost in the fire show a high likelihood of fire-related damage, we're also replacing these service lines.
Mickey, what's the status of the intertie study now that the County Board of Supervisors has opted not to officially involve itself?
The county for now is not participating in the study. However, that doesn't mean the study is dead. There are many who see value in finding out if this project is feasible, and PID is working with local partners to find a way to go forward with the feasibility study. The district is also looking at any other opportunity on the ridge where we could leverage our existing assets to sustain the district during the rebuild process. One option that has always existed is selling raw water locally, but because the sale of raw water is so dependent on weather and other uncontrollable factors, we don't feel it's the best option for sustaining the district. Going forward is going to be challenging for sure, but we don't feel like this is an unsolvable problem. We're here and we're dedicated to the members of this district.
Finally, Justin Jacobs with Cal OES. I understand structural debris removal is complete, but that doesn't end your agency's involvement.
With the completion of structural debris removal, obviously transition toward the next phase or big process in this whole effort, and that would be the tree removal. The state is still trying to flesh out the details of our plan in coordination with our federal and local partners, so more to follow on that. But there are also still many things and aspects of the recovery the state and its partners are involved in, one of which being the recovery support functions. Basically, it provides support to the locals to continue their recovery process and figure out avenues of funding and different groups or organizations that may be able to help with their long-term recovery objectives and goals to kind of make sure that those projects are moving forward and see how they can help and continue to assist there. Even though the debris is done, we're still finalizing those final steps, the soil sampling, making sure those samples get sent in and get cleared, erosion control measures on parcels as appropriate, and then returning those for final sign-off to the county. So pending any questions, that's all we have this week. Thank you.
That was Justin Jacobs with Cal OES, Mickey Rich with the Paradise Irrigation District, Butte County's Casey Hatcher, and spokeswoman for the Town of Paradise, Colette Curtis. For North State Public Radio, I'm Mark Albert.